program is brought to you by American Advertising Services, the Philadelphia area advertising and publicity agency that wants to help you. Call 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. And my name is Tiffany Wilson, and I am your guest moderator for the Marketing of Business segment. I'm super excited because we actually have two guests in today from GTI Travel. The first one is Michael Cabo. He is the CEO. And we also have Richard Stern, who is the Director of Business Development. Gentlemen, it's great to have you here today.
It's great to be here.
Very nice to be here.
So I was hoping we could start, if you could just tell us quickly about what GTI Travel does and what, again, and elaborate just a little bit on what your role is. So, Michael, do you want to start?
Sure, I'll begin. GTI Travel is an expert in business travel, meeting planning, and conventions. We handle small companies to large companies. We handle small law firms. We handle large baseball teams. So we are specialists in reducing companies' travel expense 20 to 30%. Our expertise really comes from helping them control their travel policy. And then we become the traffic cops because companies don't find an easy way of forcing their travelers to follow a plan. And my agents have been in the business over 25 years. They're very friendly. They're very good at telling somebody there's a cheaper way of going and you should travel according to company policy. And that's our expertise.
Okay, and I want to touch upon the traffic cop comment. But before I do that, really quickly, Richard, can you just elaborate a little bit on what your function is?
Yes, I'm the Director of Business Development. Pretty much painless travel starts with expert planning. Business travel, something that could be managed with a travel management company, and GTI Travel is a very professional organization that helps companies reduce costs and enforce travel policy and have a personalized consulting approach. I basically help companies because we focus on corporate and business travel. I help companies to create the partnership and get set up to work with GTI Travel to, you know, take advantage of these services.
Okay. So now when I go back to the traffic cop comment that you made, Mike, I remember when I was in corporate America and they would say, hey, book your travel, right? So what you're saying is, would you be speaking with someone like the individual, or do you speak with the person that handles all travel within a corporation?
It could be either or. It all depends how it's set up within a particular company. Some companies have travel administrators that may book for departments. Some companies require their travelers to book it individually. Where we come in is we save them time and money. So whether it's the administrator or the traveler, they call us up. They say, I need to go to Los Angeles. And our agents can take a fast look at travel policy, see what the rules are, whether they're allowed to travel business class or what the ceiling is. If they refuse fares that are cheaper, we have to tell the traveler in most companies. Well, you can go on your United Airlines or without mentioning any particular airline, but to go nonstop, it's going to be more expensive than choice number two, which may save you $700. And then the traveler has to make a decision, but we try and tell him that he's going to be violating corporate travel policy, and we have to let somebody know at the company. And usually that helps them make a decision a little easier.
Okay. So if you're just now tuning in, my name is Tiffany Wilson. This is the Marketing of Business segment, and I am speaking with two members of GTI Travel, the CEO, Michael Cabo, and the Director of Business Development, Richard Stern. We are actually going to take a break, but I want to make sure that we really highlight your website, which is gtitravel.com, and talk about the good things that you're doing on your site.
The major holidays are almost upon us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Are you prepared for your holiday party events and other needs? Wims for Rent is a professional events planning company that can package your entire business or personal holiday event, or simply provide specific needs. Are you considering a Santa Claus, DJ or three-piece band, special celebrity guests, a Christmas carol choir, or catering? Possibly walk-around magicians or fortune tellers? Wims for Rent caters to large corporate events, small business attractions, and family affairs. Just tell them your goals. Free consultation, free ideas. Wims for Rent is located at 29 Bala Avenue, Suite 114, Bala Kenwood, Pennsylvania, 19004. Or call 484-562-0067. That's 484-562-0067. 484-562-0067.
The Internet today is a must for businesses and organizations to represent themselves. A must. For the generations of business owners who did not have the advantage of an Internet education beginning in grade school, there is basic help. Call American Advertising Services at 484-562-0060. Our organization of marketing personnel, traditional and IT, will set up basic Internet advertising aids for your business or organization at a modest fee. Basics. No big deals, no big costs, just basics. Plus, a free get-to-know-your-goals meeting. Call American Advertising Services at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Be with it, or else you will be out of it. Again, call American Advertising Services at 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, social group? Need a speaker who is entertaining, informative, or both? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interests? We provide them. We are this region's Speakers Bureau. Call us at 484-562-0067. 484-562-0067.
Do you have a business problem? If so, contact Joe Ball, the business problem solver. He's a veteran entrepreneur with over 50 years' experience and experiences. Joe Ball, the solver of business problems. Call 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. 484-562-0060.
This program is brought to you by American Advertising Services, the Philadelphia area advertising and publicity agency that wants to help you. Call 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. I am your moderator, Tiffany Wilson, and this is the Marketing of Business segment, and today I am interviewing two gentlemen from GTI Travel. The first is the CEO, Michael Cabo, and then we also have Richard Stern, who is the Director of Business Development. So when we left for the break, we were talking about how you save corporations money on travel. So can you elaborate a little bit more on that? What does that look like?
Well, that looks like is the best way is to do it by example. We handle one of the larger commercial mortgage companies in the country, and we've handled them for years. And they brought in a new finance guy, and he said, I think we could do it better if we go online. So you either have to drop your pricing and change how you book travel, or you're going to lose us. I said, you know what? Here you go. I said, the only thing I ask is that you take a good hard look and compare apples and apples. So analyze your travel both domestically and internationally over a quarter or a year. See how many tickets you bought, how much it cost, and see whether it was better or worse. the move that you made. He called me 366 days later. He said, can you take the account back? I said, when? He said, tomorrow. I said, absolutely, but you have to tell me about why, what happened in this little exercise. He said, our domestic tickets went from $425 to over $530, booking it online, and our international tickets went from $1,400 in some business class to over $5,300. Company that bought over 1,000 tickets a year. I said, that's $1 million a year in savings, I guess. Somebody wasn't happy with that. He said, nobody was happy with it. Mm-hmm. Not they had to spend hours and hours online doing their own research. So take it back tomorrow. So we took it back tomorrow, and they're still with us again. Now it's 4 years.
So basically, companies are reaching out to you, definitely those companies that are concerned about, you know, saving money, being efficient. And
absolutely. We could save them time and money and an enormous amount of time. And the option with an expert agent is sometimes it's a little simple. You say, I'd like to go from Philadelphia to Atlanta. And sometimes the flights may all be booked. We could find, or they may be expensive. We could find some good connections. They won't not get anything. We will get them there.
Okay, so just in case, I just want to make sure our listeners know, you do not handle leisure trips or anything like that, correct?
We handle it on occasion, but it's not our true specialty.
Okay, so it's corporations. All right, and so how much money is usually saved if they do plan correctly?
With us involved, we tend to save between 20 and 30%.
Okay.
Sometimes a little higher.
Okay, so is there like a math equation to this all, or what's the mystery behind, you know, saving? Is there a certain day of the week that's better, or...
That's the way airlines control inventory is becoming a very difficult process, but certain days of the week tend to be a little better. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays. Airlines usually release their week's low fares on Monday night, which get released into all airline systems the following day. So Tuesday is usually a pretty good day to see if there's going to be a sale or some cheaper seats may be available. Sunday is usually the most expensive day to travel, and there's usually a premium. On domestic markets, it's usually seasonal. On international markets, the entire summer. Monday through Sunday is considered high season, so it's very difficult. So you can try and book far in advance. That's going to probably cost you more money. After analyzing this and looking at over 3 million fares, the best time is usually 3 months in advance, and then fares sometimes will drop from that period up until 2 weeks before where they start rising. But then the other compounding problem with this is that once the seats are gone, the seats are gone. So you'd love to say, well, book it 3 months in advance, but if everything's gone, then the opportunity is lost, and then we're going to have to start trying to book them on connecting flights, but we also work waitlisted flights. So we do a lot of work. We have a quality control system that works 24 hours a day looking for people that we have on wait lists. And if it clears, we grab the seat. And that's what we do.
Awesome. And just in case you're tuning in, again, this is Tiffany. This is the Marketing of Business segment. I am speaking with two gentlemen from GTI Travel, the CEO and the Director of Business Development. And their website is GTITravel.com. www.thebusinessmeeting.com. We are actually going to be taking a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the website, your blog, which I love, and how customers can actually find you.
All American Sports Collectibles is the only place you need to know for all your autographed sports memorabilia. Jerseys, bats, helmets, and more, signed by legends of the past and today's greats. All autographed items come with a certificate of authenticity, plus an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. And all vintage items have been scientifically authenticated and come with two forensic certificates. Call us at 877-827-7822. That's 877-827-7822. Visit us online to see our extensive inventory of autographed sports memorabilia. That's aasportscollectibles.com. That's aasportscollectibles.com.
We're a Philadelphia advertising agency, American Advertising Services, and our job is to create solutions for your business problems. Do you want more customers, more sales for your products or business services? American Advertising has helped many, many area companies, large ones, small ones, family-owned firms just like yours. If you are in business and serious, make American Advertising your advertising agency. Per job assignments welcomed. American Advertising Services. We are serious about helping your business.
American Advertising Services is located at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004. 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004. You can call them at 484-562-0060, 484-562-0060, 484-562-0060.
This program is brought to you by American Advertising Services, the Philadelphia area advertising and publicity agency that wants to help you. Call 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. My name is Tiffany Wilson. I am your guest moderator today of the Marketing of Business segment. And today I'm happy to be speaking with two gentlemen from GTI Travel, the CEO, Michael Cabo, and the Director of Business Development, Richard Stern. So when we left for the break, we started to talk about your website, which is gtitravel.com. I noticed that you have an awesome blog there. So in regards to the blog, what can you tell us? Like, what kind of information are you actually blogging about when it comes to corporate travel?
Well, in listening to Michael, the CEO today, he's giving you information and little pieces of it where you might, you know, have occasion to want to know more. So the best place to go to get a complete information would be our website, www.gtitravel.com. And you can find tips, blogs, white papers. You can download different things like an ebook that might tell you about how to save money and improve business travel. And it's a good way to contact us. There's a method to reach us and have a sales rep come out and give you the information you need or just ask general questions. And do me a favor, when you're putting your contact information there, mention you heard this show on WWDB because we'll treat you extra special. We want to track, you know, that aspect of marketing. But, you know, we can tell you lots of things, how to save money and about travel policy and about our professionalism. The best way to get a complete set of information is to go to the website. Another way to contact us, of course, is by telephone. Our number is 215-379-6800, extension 1130, or you can call our 800 number, 800-223-3863. We have a very personalized professional staff that will be happy to answer your questions. But the website, you should take a look, and I am sure you will get ways to save money and do planning that might help you be a little smarter and save you money.
Okay, great, great, Richard. So one thing I noticed, again, I want to get back to the blog. Well, actually the site, because you said that you're going to be offering a free ebook, and the name of that ebook is Improving Business Travel ROI. Can you give just a little bit of what's going to be in that ebook? And the way this works is you would go to GTItravel.com, and then there would probably be a box right on the homepage where you just click, you know, literally click in and put your name and your contact information, and that ebook would be automatically sent to you. So can you just give them, give the listeners just a little bit of information on what's going to be in that ebook?
Yes. First of all, the website that we're directing you to is very easy to navigate, and we, you know, monitor it and update it on a regular basis. And the concept is that people travel for business because there's a certain ROI involved in it. Makes sense to do face-to-face visits and to, you know, take care of your customers and have relationships and build. And that has a very clear payback. We talk about that in the ebook. We talk about converting prospects to clients. And then we talk about how building relationships is important, but in the actual travel, by working with a travel management company, can increase your business ROI. And that's by doing things like telling you the best amount of window to leave yourself in, buying the ticket at the right time, in traveler comfort, in different areas of management that us as professionals can aid you. And the details are in this report. So basically, it's giving you an additional savings to the ROI you're having by making the smart decision to travel in the first place. And you'll be able to download that and leave your information and any comments and questions as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, and what about social media? So I noticed that you, you know, LinkedIn and you have Facebook. How are you using LinkedIn as of now? Are you updating, putting articles on LinkedIn, or is it a place where they can just get, you know, basic topical information about GTI travel?
Well, your original question before had to do a little bit more than the general website, had to do specifically about the blogging. So we have corporate meetings, and then we have business travel. We use a product that allows us to cite the latest articles written by, you know, very reliable sources like the New York Times and different journals of travel. And then we will cite those articles, and we will you know, put our insights in and put additional information. So, you know, the airlines are, you know, raising fares could be a controversial issue. Space on airplanes, they're shrinking the space and making it harder to, you know, they're filling planes. It has an impact on you. Different trends in the industry, different things you might want to know about safety and TSA checks, even things about Ebola safety. We will cite articles about that and give insight, and you will get more information by going to our website. And clearly, there's an easy path to find our blogs and our comments on that. And, you know, I recommend you take a look at it.
Okay. So again, in order to find their blog, you would go to www.gtitravel.com, and blogs are really big. You also, I'll let you go.
You also mentioned LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, all the different areas of social media. They've become more important, you know, and everybody is aware that things are changing and they continue to change. There was a story a week ago about a young man that had 1 million tweets in one day. Anyway, we do work with LinkedIn. A lot of times we will publish our blogs and give reference to the articles on LinkedIn. We try and be a thought leader in our industry because people, they want to know that we are professionals. They want to know we know our industry. And this is a good way to share information and let people win our credibility.
Yeah, and you are a thought leader. I was talking with Mike. We were talking over lunch, right, today. And you've been in the business for a long time. How long has it been?
42 years.
42 years. So what trends have you seen over 42 years? How's it looking from your perspective?
It's looking like the airlines are making enormous amounts of money. I think the mergers are hurting the consumer, but they're here. They're done. There's nobody left to merge. So the airlines last year made $14 billion on just the accessories, luggage, food, drinks. It's a lot of money. They keep shrinking the rows, so the space gets smaller and smaller, so they could put more and more people on the plane. They're paying more attention to the green aspect, but I'm a little worried about they're moving maintenance. Sometimes they're moving maintenance to other countries, and that concerns me a little bit. I felt a little better when everything was under our direction. But I think it's moving in a good form, but the consumers are paying a lot of money to travel. Fares keep going up, and seats are shrinking. So the trend is, unless we get another airline, it's going to get tougher to travel.
Okay, and so that's what makes your services so important.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, just in case you're just now tuning in, we're talking to GTI Travel's CEO and the Director of Business Development, but we're also pointing out your website, which is www.gtitravel.com. So now, if you are a corporation, right, and you're listening now, you could actually go to their website and fill out the travel assessment. And when you do that, if you could mention that you heard this interview on WWDB, that would be excellent. They will treat you really well. Okay? So, gentlemen, are there any last things that you would like to add that would be good for the listeners to know about GTI Travel?
Two things. One, we can do a complete review of travel policy and your expense, and give you a very quick rundown whether or not you've got an intelligent travel program in place and are controlling costs the best that you can. And the other point I'd like to, there are occasionally airline sales. You don't see them that often since planes are running full, but airlines will run a sale if they're running a little short on cash. So it'll only last for a couple of days. If you see the sale, call somebody and get a book quickly. It won't last that long.
Okay. And then, Richard, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, we're 40 years in business, and our customers stay with us forever, and people are happy. So I recommend give us a try. It's not something you really want to do yourself these days. It's pretty complex. Once again, you can reach me at 215-379-6800. Or 800-223-3863, or through the website. Thank you very much.
Okay, and again, that website is www.gtitravel.com. Gentlemen, it has been wonderful speaking with you today, and I like how you wrapped it up, Michael, so we'll leave it with that. If you are interested in looking into an intelligent travel plan and putting that in place, get in contact with gtitravel.com. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.